Toyota's problem may be worse than it thought.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Toyota's troubles may be far from over. The company reported yesterday sales fell 16% last month thanks to a massive recall. Now it's facing an investigation into its electronic systems. Marketplace's Amy Scott joins us live from our New York bureau. Good morning.
Good morning.
Amy, didn't a Toyota executive say just a few days ago the gas pedal thing was not an electronics problem?
Yeah, Jim Lentz, the president of the U.S. division, said we are convinced of that. Toyota announced a mechanical fix for its sticking gas pedals, and dealers are starting repairs this week. But the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is looking into whether problems with unintended acceleration might stem from Toyota's electronic throttle control system, and Congress is holding hearings starting next week.
And so what if they decide it is the electronics?
Well, mostly it just raises questions about whether the repairs that are starting this week will really fix the problem. Reports say there have been thousands of complaints of sudden acceleration in Toyota and Lexus models, which the company blamed on loose floor mats and then friction in the gas pedal. But regulators apparently aren't satisfied. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood told Reuters, "We're not finished with Toyota."
Marketplace's Amy Scott, thank you.
Thank you.
We also learned this morning that there have been more than 100 complaints about brake problems with Toyota's new Prius model. Toyota's loss is other car makers' gain. Today, Honda improved its sales forecast for the year. And Asian stocks were up 1-2% today. European markets are slightly higher this morning. And in New York yesterday, the Dow did it again, surging 111 points, closing at 10,296. A national conference for gay and lesbian leaders begins in Dallas today. And this week, the investment group Galileo Capital Management announced a plan to advise and invest in businesses that cater to the gay and lesbian community. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins has that.
Justin Nelson says gays and lesbians are known for living well.
Everyone thinks, you know, I flew my G5 and hopped in my Rolls Royce and I print money in my basement.
Nelson is president of the National Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce. While he says he's not paid that well, the gay and lesbian consumer market on the whole is substantial. It's expected to top $700 billion this year. Galileo Management is planning to launch a fund that will invest in businesses that serve the gay and lesbian community. Investment advisor Chris Cutler sees a lot of potential in the fund.
You know, you could end up with a firm that has a very interesting idea for that community, and that could be very profitable.
Still, Cutler cautions those who may like the fund's focus to scrutinize its investment strategy before putting their money down. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. By Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at Microsoft.com/cloud services. And by LendingTree.com. Tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com.
This week, Citibank backed away from some new fees. The bank had told customers they'd pay about $9 a month if their checking balance was less than $1,500. But New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo said, no, Citibank, you didn't give customers enough notice. So Citi agreed to keep those accounts free for a while. We're joined by Los Angeles Times business columnist David Lazarus. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
So is this the kind of bank fee that the president wanted to stop with the Consumer Financial Protection Agency?
This is the kind of bank fee that the Consumer Financial Protection Agency would look very closely at if it existed, and it's looking increasingly like that's not going to happen.
Why is that?
Well, obviously, the president is a bit on the ropes. He just said that his new focus is jobs, 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 and that's great, but it makes a lot of his other big-ticket policy agenda items, well, tougher to bring around, primarily because the banking industry was up in arms about the idea of a new regulator stepping in and watching them play in the sandbox, has lobbied fiercely against this thing, and now most of the backers in Congress are backing away.
I've noticed banks seem to be picking up their credit offers lately. I'm opening my mail over the recycling bin and the shredder.
Yeah, you and most of us. And it's interesting because this is a real subtle economic indicator, but it kind of tells you that the banks are back and they want to woo you back in with offers of easy credit. In fact, a market researcher called Mintel Compare Media, which looks after all these solicitations, says that in the last 3 months of 2009, the number of solicitations that went out rose 47% from the quarter before. Now, topping the list was Capital One. Their solicitations more than tripled.
I understand there's a memo that surfaced that gives us an idea how this Consumer Financial Protection Agency might be sunk.
Republican pollster Frank Luntz penned a memo for his clients, which I got my hands on, which offers talking points for talking this thing down. Let me give you an example of it. One of the things he recommends that critics say is, we don't need bigger government. What we need is a better approach that promotes accountability, responsibility, and effective oversight. And that's great until you realize he's not proposing anything there. I mean, it's completely hollow words. I spoke with Luntz about that, and he says, well, don't underestimate the hostility that people have towards bureaucrats, and that's where the spinmeisters are going.
Los Angeles Times business columnist David Lazarus, thanks.
Thank you.
And you can catch David this weekend on Marketplace Money. He will be answering listener questions about personal finance and your life with dollar signs. And finally, scientists have discovered that sleeping people exposed to the smell of Japanese horseradish wake up within 2.5 minutes. And that is why a Tokyo company is distributing the wasabi odor fire alarm for the hearing impaired. The alarm sprays a room with the essence of wasabi, which contains allyl isothiocyanate, and you know what that feels like. Those will be some eye-watering fire drills. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.